Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. And as always, you are in for a treat. Now, one of the things that I believe is the greatest gift we can give the physician community is examples of what is possible. There are so many doctors who have not embraced entrepreneurship or have not up-leveled their businesses or have thought like, I cannot build a seven-figure, eight-figure business because we just don't see enough doctors doing it. And I love to showcase these examples because I know once we have enough examples, people are going to look around and say, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing the status quo anymore. Like there's so much more available. And so today I have a treat because I was hosting a live workshop and Makita, who is, you know, the one who runs my life, I just live it. She interviewed a number of doctors from the EntreMD Business School who are killing it. And they got to share their stories in depth. There were so many things I hadn't even heard and I was so moved by it. And if I may be honest with you, I was really moved. And I made a new commitment, like what I've been saying, I'm going to say it louder. I'm going to say it bigger. I'm going to say it in more spaces. I'm going to support more people. I'm going to go out, you know, like I'm going to go all out even more because I saw the tangible transformation in their lives on display. And so I am going to be sharing interviews with you, and I want you to, you know, lean in and listen and find yourself in the stories and hear about how they overcame difficulties and how you can do that too, how they dreamt up something that didn't seem impossible. They did it and you can do that too. I want you to lean into it and just, you know, use this episode to create a big shift, like a quantum leap in your own life and in your own business. So enjoy the episode and I'll see you on the other side.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Funke Afolabi Brown. I have a company called Restful Sleep MD. And really my mission is to empower busy women and their children to prioritize sleep. And I do this through speaking, consultation, coaching. And honestly, before I came to EBS, in fact, I'm like, fired up and all that, but I had a long Meg rock the stage incredible events today where I spoke and just like literally blew people away. I have to say that I'm humble. I promise you I'm humble, but I killed it. I applied every single signature formula, everything I've learned, visibility from like network. It was incredible. I got cards, I gave people my cards, and I already got like maybe potentially two or three potential speaking gigs from just that. Okay. So I'm just like sitting in it right now. So please just bear with me. But that being said, 2 years ago, before EBS happened to me, that's what I say. Like literally EBS happened to me. That's what it is. I had no clue. All I knew was that I was just like uncomfortable, right? Like most of us probably on this call may recognize that feeling where you're just like, wait, is this it? Like I was working in an academic institution. I was by definition pretty well, doing really well, you know, in terms of I was publishing, I was mentoring, I was doing the things I thought was, you know, it for me. And it just didn't feel like it, right? So I didn't necessarily have a business idea. I didn't even know I was going to do business. I'd never really done coaching, you know, nothing of that sort. But I started listening to the EntreMD podcast. And honestly, that really started to open my eyes regarding possibilities. So I knew I had to get into the community because I'm like, all this free stuff, look at how it's changing my mindset. I started doing maybe a little bit of blogging. I was just kind of a little trying to put myself out there, trying to apply even the things I was learning. And so I jumped right in and really started trying to do the work to the best of my ability again, fully, you know, employed full time. And, you know, slowly but surely got a sense of what my business idea was and started implementing things, putting myself out there and then really getting, you know, better at it. So it wasn't perfect. It was like what I set was as my mission when I started is different from now and it keeps evolving. But, you know, we don't wait till we have it all like figured out because that will take a while, right? We just keep reiterating, we keep listening to what our clients want and keep moving forward with it. And, you know, it's been a life-changing experience. Honestly, it's, you know, it's been, there's work involved. I mean, I think you have to be committed to doing work, right? It's not something that's, things don't just happen because you're in the community. You leverage the community to do the work that you have the potential to do. And I think that's just been, you know, I've learned a lot about myself as well. My confidence has grown as someone, as a physician who also has a business, which I really didn't think I could put those two words together before EBS. So the mindset shift has been huge. And also just the ability, the potential to dream. And I can give an example. Yesterday I saw one of my colleagues. I just went in to meet her and just said, hi, how are you? What's going on? I mean, they know. Oh, I should have mentioned, I turned in my resignation to leave my paid employment this June, really to go fully in with my business. And it took a while getting there. And, you know, I'm so happy I made that decision. I'm very excited. And I'm not saying you have to leave your job. I just knew I was ready to make that shift, right? But I was talking to my colleague and she's like, I just feel stuck. I feel tired. I don't know where to go. I'm so tired. I don't even have the space to think of what I want to do. And you know, my goodness, to me, that sounded like, you know, when like you're grating nails on a wall, like, oh my gosh, no, there's hope for you. And, you know, I was able to just coach her. But a lot of the things I was able to talk to her about was around just the things I've learned. I'm like, you have options, sweetie, you know? And so we were able to just talk through, but I was just like, but where's all this coming from? Like, I was like, whoa, man, I'm inspired just hearing myself speak to her. So again, just what I've learned as a person and being able to encourage others to do the same has been incredible. Now the tangible items are, again, a lot of what I've been doing has been around coaching women and their children, and also consultations and speaking. And I've done a lot of free speaking. I know, I think I'd mentioned earlier, I've done close to 75 podcasts. So I go, like, I'm like hardcore. I don't do 100% as well, like Dr. Panico said, of what Dr. Una says, but I try, man. And I'm like, okay, she said speaking. All right, this speaking, we will speak. So I've done that. And I think initially it was a lot of yes, 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 to a lot of opportunities. But then I now realizing, oh, wait, I do have a skill set and I can get paid to speak. And so now it's helping me set boundaries. It's helping me choose the opportunities. It's helping me learn to ask. It's helping me learn to really master my call to action to tell people, I will speak for your organization on how you can use sleep as a superpower to enhance productivity. It's helping me to tell women to come work with me so that they can get their energy back by getting their sleep on track. And I've had, you know, again, like I told you, today was just an example of that, of me consistently putting myself out there, going to a stage where I was paid to speak and then stepping off and, you know, people reaching out and saying, hey, here's our card. We do want you to come in and speak to our organization potentially and all that. So the sky is really the limit. I think we're the only ones that can limit how far we can go when we really explore that entrepreneurial side of us. And I really do have EBS to thank for just the, again, non-judgmental community that has helped me get this far. I'm also being in a place where, like, no question is stupid. Like, how do I change my Zoom to make sure I can see everybody in the little boxes versus like there's no question that beyond asking, right? Or like, listen, I'm having a crappy day. I just want to throw in the towel. And you see people just reach out to you in the group and also just DMing you to check in and all that. Like, and a very positive, generous community as well, knowing that people have your back. So, you know, long story short, everybody ahead of me has already said it. If you're even remotely considering, just talk to Makeda. Like, I feel like that's the best place to start. If you're on the fence, you know, I think for me, it's been more than worth its weight in gold in terms of just the revenue on investment in my mindset, you know, even in the tangibles as well. So yeah. And if anyone has any questions or wants to reach out to me, please feel free to do that as well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, and I was featured on TV. That was a big deal. I was featured on ABC last week, Monday. That was a huge deal. People have bombarded my website since. People have started reaching out and it's been incredible. So again, nothing like this would have been possible if not for the business school and me really putting myself out there.
So I wasn't going to let her get away with it because I was going to say something if she didn't say something. I mean, ABC, as in national TV, Dr. Brown was featured on last week. And not only that, what about Baby Center?
Yeah, incredible organizations. Also, I helped with creating a course for Baby Center, which was huge, just coming out the park. And they found me because I was Googleable. I guess that's a term. That's a term we use in EBS, be Googleable. I was Googleable and they found me and it was just such a delight. Like they had me, you know, they got me into, I did it in New York. I stayed there, got paid, came back, and I still get to be an affiliate on the course, even though they paid me already to create the course. So if people use my link, they can still, you know, I still get a kickback on that. So again, lots of opportunities that this has opened up. And I know it's just the beginning. That's the thing. We always talk about this snowball coming. And someone was saying, you know, I need to send out some winter gloves for the snowball coming. So yes, the snowball is constantly on its way. And the snowball is here.
Yes, it's here. It's here. That is awesome. And you're at a paid speaking gig right now that you just nailed and killed. So we are so, so proud of you.
And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. And so what I want you to do now is really, I want you to take action. You know, there's something, some aha moments that you got, some decisions that you made. I want you to take action on those. And I really would love for you to share this with the doctors in your life. You can take a screenshot of this, share your aha, put it on Facebook, tag us, hashtag EntreeMD. You can share it one-on-one with the physicians that you really love and say, oh my goodness, you have to listen to this episode. Why? Because we are the Calvary and together we are changing medicine. So thank you so much for listening. Share this with another doctor and I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreeMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreeMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreeMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreeMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.